Danny Lakey Show, Triple M, happy Friday. Oh, my God.
Oh, what a feeling when you're chatting with the List King.
Can confirm, it's one of the great feelings. The List King, giddy with joy, chatting to you again. And not always do I come in with such optimism, List King, because some of your lists, oh, God. Oh, sometimes you're my most hated human on the planet with your list. They really rile me up. I have to comment on your Instagram posts and send abusive messages to you. But sometimes the list, on the other hand, oh, God, love the list. Can't get enough of the List King. Hello, List King.
You are right. There's some real trash in there. Like, I'll look back at a list even a matter of hours after posting it, and I'm like, what is it? What happened?
List regret.
Yeah, I'd be terrible being a magistrate, you know? Like, I'd be driving home and I'm like, I shouldn't have let that triple murderer off. I'm a real silly billy.
Can we get that guy back, please? I've changed my mind. A life sentence for him, not a 6-month good behaviour bond. Oh, my God.
Yeah, not a high five. That was inappropriate, yeah.
List King's list this week is most popular to least popular Big Brother characters. Oh, Big Brother, hashtag nostalgia. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, remember when Big Brother was a thing? Like, I know Big Brother's on now, but I mean when it was a real thing. Like, when, you know, you'd be walking through the street and people would be telling you to vote for so-and-so and like, oh, what a show it used to be.
I'm so with you. The last couple of years, ever since they started pre-recording the thing and dishing it out 3 months later, not for me, but back in the day, they were genuine celebrities. I remember working at Boost Juice as a 19-year-old guy, part-time. And I think Thomas and Susanna came in, who were like one of the power couples from one of the mid-season. And I just mango magicked my pants. I was like, oh my God, Jesus Christ, it's you two. Can you sign this Boost Juice cup? We'll put it in the store. We'll hang it up in the store if you sign the Boost Juice cup. good days. Hey, let's start at the bottom and we'll work our way up. Okay, so List King, what are some of your least favourite, most hated cat vomit tier Big Brother characters?
All right, I'm about to give you two lots of trash, some very, very flavoursome trash. Do you remember Merlin? Merlin. He did the big Free the Refugees protest, and at the time, like, we weren't particularly woke as a society, so we were all like, shut up, we hate the refugees, kill him, kill them, kill everyone, you know. But now we're like, oh, that was good that he had a social conscience, but back then we were like, what a piece of trash.
Yeah, I remember being like probably grade 8 or grade 9 and seeing it on the news a few nights later. I was like, Mum, first question, why is this man named after a wizard? And secondly, where is the letter E on his little protest thing? What's going on there? Apparently the E fell off because he had to smuggle in his message or something.
I wonder what he's doing now. I still imagine that he's walking around with that piece of tape over his mouth. Like, I'd like to think that he's stuck to his cause.
I'd like to think that he's still stuck in the diary room and no one can hear him because he's sewed his lips shut.
And the second bunch of trash is, do you remember the Logans? They were twins, right? And that, like, both pretty, like, handsome twins. But I think that we all thought, oh, my God, like, there's going to be some sexual escapades and there's going to be trickery and all that kind of stuff. And then it just turned out that they were just sort of, like, without personality. I don't have a go at twins, but, like,
have a go at the twins. Have a go at the twins.
I'm on the radio. Sorry, my wife just yelled at me. We're talking about the Logans, babe. Jesus.
Height of rudeness from the List Kings. The List Queen, I can only imagine, back there, probably jealous of all the List King's fame. It's classic.
Without a doubt. Sorry about that.
The Logan twins, I remember they had a challenge in the first week or two that they only could be one in the house at a time, and they had to tag team each other in without any of the housemates noticing. And didn't it come unstuck because one of them cut their back or something on some glass and they had to fight the injury?
But also, do you know with twins how there's one that looks like the proper person and then one that looks like the Aldi knockoff? And so they never quite look the same. And none of the other cast really fell for it.
Yeah, Logan David was like the OG Fruit Loops. And then whatever his little twisted twin came in, it was like Fruity Rings from Aldi. And people were like, nah, just Logan David, thanks. I agree, cat vomit tier, List King. Well, let's move up to pleb tier. By no means are these good Big Brother characters. They're only slightly better than cat vomit tier. So still bad Big Brother characters.
Yeah, we've got Tim Brunero. Now, he was one of the rare people who, like, he had a full name. Because, like, a lot of the other cast, you know, you're like, oh, there's bloody Trevor and Vesna and all that. But for some reason, he was Tim Brunero. He had the whole name. And you see, what we didn't like about him was that he was an intellectual. And I mean, by Big Brother standards, an intellectual means that you know how to zip up your pants. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not a big thing. But I remember all of us being like, listen, if you're going to go in the Big Brother house, we want to see your todger out. We want to see you carrying on. But instead, here he was, you know, talking about books that he had read. Yeah. Bad casting.
Well, that's why I never texted Tim Brunero to 1999333. People were having sex in the spa, and then Tim's like, no, I'm going to go to bed. It was heinously disgusting, Liz King. It was heinously disgusting.
Yeah. And he was the original game player.
Talk me to the other guy that you've put on your list, Liz King. Wes Denning. I have no idea who Wes Denning is. I've never seen this man in my life.
Wes Denning was kind of like the boy next door, kind of blonde, surfy type from Brisbane, and he was everyone's friend. As I said before, you're here to hook up. You're here to show us your genitals. And if you're not going to do that, don't go in the Big Brother house. And Wes Denning, he was too much of a good guy. He had like that Labrador energy.
Oh, I had that beta cuck Labrador energy that Wes Denning had 15 years ago on reality
like you
TV.
And I.
Jesus
we're not
Christ.
That.
Wes Denning, you heinous man who I have never heard about until the Liz King's last 20-second biased speech. This is good radio. This is real good radio. Middle tier, Adam Sandler tier, the middle of the range Big Brother characters, Liz King.
Let me throw two names at you. Farmer Dave and Tim Dormer. Tim Dormer, I was out with him one night and he told me that he had sex, and this is an allegation, right? Yeah. So I don't know if it's true, but this is what he claimed. Yeah. He had sex with Kesha, which makes sense.
Yeah, like, I've heard that. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I think he did.
That's weird.
Yeah. It is a bit bizarre. And I've heard that he's got his penis pierced as well. And in fact, I think he confirms that. And Farmer Dave, did he come out as gay in the house? Or was he already...
I thought that he came out as gay afterwards.
He did, that's right. He had this whole like extra spin-off or like a little 60-minute segment or something. Where he's
I remember people back then being like, how can he be a farmer and be gay? Well, hang on a second. How does that work?
Doesn't quite add up.
Should we make our way to the pointy end of the plane? Royalty tier.
Royalty tier. Pretty good Big Brother contestant, Liz King.
Now listen, Bree Amer. God bless Bree Amer.
Yeah,
she could probably be, I mean, not that we want to be crass and start doing the hotness ratings, but geez, she's got to be up there. Like, she was adorable.
I mean, not to speak out of school, but she was my celebrity free pass in grade 10. I mean, I don't think she'll mind me saying that. Not only was it Big Brother, she was in the Friday night game show. There was a real longevity to this lady's career.
Yeah, and, you know, it got to a point where Friday night games better than Big Brother towards the end, and that's because of legends like Bree Amer that knew how to make great television. The fact that she didn't win the gold Logie is outrageous.
I mean, as we move to the God tier of Big Brother contestants, who, Liz King, are the finest Big Brother contestants ever to be on the show?
Logie, it's so obvious. Like, I just feel that it's anticlimactic. Mm. I mean, the first name I'm going to give you, Sarah Marie. Of course. Bless Sarah Marie. The bum dance. Wow, that had its moment. That was Macarena status for a while.
The bum dance, the pajamas, the little bunny ears. She represents a simpler time where people could just see a bum dance for what it was. You pull that shit out these days, she'd be kink shamed. She'd be on the front of the Daily Mail. People just loved it back in the day. I don't know if Sarah Marie could get around these days, but the memories. The SM memories.
And listen, good on Sarah Marie, but I just feel that any time that I spend talking about Sarah Marie, I'm taking away from this legend, this god, this demigod, this Australian Prime Minister, hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs. Hot dogs. Order is restored. People are about to start rioting in the streets. People are about to stop going to the Freedom Protest this weekend and start to protest, hey, why did the Liz King not put hot dogs as the OG, as the best Big Brother contestant of all time? Any man who has made a conscious decision to call himself a processed meat, and not only a processed meat, but multiple processed meat of the same meat, is a winner in my book. It's not hot dog. It's hot dogs.
But look, I've got to say, like, the thing is, right, he's kind of shied away from the hot dogs thing. He's back to Simon Deering, his government name, and he's a real estate agent in WA.
Yeah,
and I just, shame on the media, that this man is not reading the 6 o'clock news or that he's not on 60 Minutes. Shame on the media.
I can just imagine Hot Dogs' manager back in the day. Hey, Hot Dogs, love your work. Yeah, you did your Friday night game show stuff. Hot Dogs, great. People love you. What's the next move for you, Hot Dogs? Big Instagram account, some sort of viral video, YouTube star. No, I'd like to rebrand to Simon and I'm going into real estate. Oh, shit, hot dog.
Oh, geez, I'm just Wikipediaing him now. On 25 July 2005, Deering was at a Cairns, Queensland nightclub doing a promotional spot for Big Brother. Deering and an unnamed 22-year-old woman were arrested outside the club and charged with creating a public nuisance by committing an indecent act in public.
And that's why they call him Hot Dogs. Oh, good stuff. Love you, Liz King. Shout out to, of course, Surly the Fish, hashtag robbed, Terry, Terrence, Galen, Millionaire George, and Crystal and her mum from one of the early seasons.
Can I just pull the handbrake here? Another thing from Wikipedia. During his childhood years, Deering had a brief role in TV serial Home and Away, appearing as George Fisher, a petty criminal who stole a loaf of bread from Alf Stewart.
So he needed some bread to go with the hot dogs. What are you going to say? Jesus Christ. Hot dogs, if you're listening, please be a friend of the show. I know we hit you up a couple of years ago. I know you're doing your real estate stuff. No hot dogs jokes, please. We just want to see how the business is going. Just want to see how the rental market's going in Perth. Thank you, Hot Dogs. Sorry, thank you, Liz King, by the way. Forgot I was talking to Liz King, actually.
That's an honour to be called.
Went down a hot dog hole for a second there. Thank you, Liz King. On break next week, but I'd love for you to cook up a list when we're back. I love your work.
Yes, sir. Love you, mate.